Well, you know, I would say that of all the Mozart operas, it's my favorite. The Nozze di Figaro is delicious. It has comedy. It has some wonderful characters who are not only leading ladies and leading men, but are real characters. They're wonderful compromarios. The gentleman who is singing Basilio in our production this year is Robert Brubaker. And this is luxury casting because Bobby Brubaker has sung at the Met. I met him when we were performing together. I was directing him in a Tosca at New York City Opera. And he's sung all over the world. And what an incredible honor for us to have him here singing the compromario role of Basilio. And we just rehearsed this morning, and he's hysterical. And this is, you know, this is a big name guy coming to Portland, Maine to sing a smaller role. And I'm thrilled to say that our entire cast of Nozze di Figaro is very accomplished, coming from the Met, coming from all over the world, having wonderful careers, and coming here for the month of July to Portland, Maine.
Seriously, I think that we here in Maine need to quit being surprised that people want to come here because it's a beautiful place.
Everybody says,
and you want to spend your summer in Maine?
Everyone says to me, I'd love to come back. What are you doing next season? When can I return? So we have had no problem getting singers here because I would say that there isn't anyone, certainly nationally, who doesn't know about Opera Maine, formerly Port Opera. My concern is that there are people in Portland, Maine, who don't know about Opera Maine, formerly Port Opera. And we still, even just a couple of days ago, someone said, oh, there's an opera company in Portland, and this is our 24th season. This is the second time we've done Le Nozze di Figaro. And I'm always so amazed that people don't know that we exist. But we do exist. We exist year-round, but particularly we exist in July. And this July, we exist with Nozze di Figaro, one of the 10 most performed operas in the world.
So let's address the fact that maybe some people don't know about it, and hopefully our conversation here will help get the word out about that. But I think there are other people who know about opera, maybe even know about Opera Maine, but are still not sure that opera is for them.
My feeling is always, if you like any kind of music, you will like opera. I think just the word itself is somewhat off-putting to people who've never been exposed to it. Yes, we do sing in Italian. We sing in the original language, but we have those super titles right there at the top of the stage for everyone to read. So you're not going to miss any jokes. You're not going to miss any verbs. You're not going to miss any information. So it's an opera that is a great first opera because it's really a story. It's a romance. There are villains. There are heroines. There are heroes. There are funny characters. There are young people. There are older people. And it's a wonderful opportunity to feel that you're not overwhelmed by going to a grand opera. Because Le Nozze di Figaro is a grand opera that isn't really so grand. Because it's opening a window and looking into the lives of people who live in a home, and it's just one day. Because the title of the original play is The Mad Day.
Right. And anybody who's ever been part of a wedding knows exactly what that is all about.
That is exactly right. It's part of a wedding. You know, it's I say, look, if you ever watched a soap opera in your life or know someone who did, you're going to like Le Nozze di Figaro because in many ways it is a soap opera.
It's just people dress differently. They looked a little bit different. Do you know what I mean? The style of music was different, but they're really not any different than we are. They have the same problems in life that
we
do.
They have the same problems in life, and it doesn't matter in which period you set this. And I will just open a little window and tell you that this is not a traditional production.
It isn't.
No, you're not going to see people dressed the way you might think that a traditional Le Nozze di Figaro would be dressed, because I fell very much in love with a television series, And I thought, well, let's work from that angle and see what kind of trouble we're going to get into.
What is the series?
Well, I don't want to really say. It was on Sunday nights, and it was set in Edwardian England. But
okay.
I'm not sure I'm going to say anything else, Robin, okay. because I might give everything away.
All right. Okay. That sounds intriguing.
Well, it's been a lot of fun, especially for our costume designer, and especially for changing some of what might be, well, actually the usual bowing, the men bowing. Happens quite differently depending upon the period. The women doing their curtsy
right.
happens quite differently depending upon the period. And the costumes of a closer time to us really tells us the status of the characters. Whereas in traditional dress, everyone's looking a lot alike. And now we're in a period where people don't look a lot alike.
Mm.
And you can tell simply by the cut of a man's coat what his position in the household might be.
Exactly. So if you were coming, what would you say to someone who is coming to Opera Main and they're coming to Le Nozze di Figaro and this is their very first time at the opera? Any hints, any advice?
The first thing to realize is that you don't have to wear a suit. And you don't have to wear an evening gown. That used to be a tradition in going to the opera. And as a matter of fact, at the Metropolitan Opera in New York, you still will see people in evening gowns. On the other hand, if you want to wear one, feel jolly well free to wear one because it looks great and you'll get lots of admiring stares, I have to say. So you don't have to be fancy schmancy to come to the opera. And you come in and you sit in an air-conditioned theater. Merrill Auditorium is fabulous. It has the most wonderful acoustics. I don't think there's a theater anywhere with better acoustics than our beautiful Merrill Auditorium. We have players from the Portland Symphony in the pit, so you know you're going to get glorious instrumentalists playing
Absolutely.
The orchestrations. We have Maestro Stephen Lord, who works all over the world, who's in the pit with us conducting. And I think you come with a lot of expectations that from the moment the curtain goes up, you're going to be transported somewhere else. You will know exactly what's going on, and you feel as though you're on the stage with them. You're a part of what's happening. And I think we'll hold you there. We'll hold you there right to the very end.